If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance, Can I Really Make It? The podcast about the ups and downs and hardships that we deal with as freelancers, but how we actually make it out and have long, fruitful, successful careers. I am your host, Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. This is episode 74. Round of applause. We've been in here. We are here, man. Episode 74. I appreciate you guys sticking around. Before I get to it really quick, just want to remind you guys, if you want to advertise on this podcast, please reach out to me at ahmed@arobersonphoto.com. That's Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at A-R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N-P-H-O-T-O.com to discuss your advertising needs and rates. Get you out there worldwide. Let the world find out who you are. Even if you find one more person, who knows if that one person might be willing to buy everything that you own, everything that you've developed, everything that you've created. You never know. But if you advertise on this podcast, you just might reach them. They could be looking for you. They can't find you because you're not on this podcast. And with that being said, let's get right to the topic at hand. Today, I'm talking about your creative space, and not only your creative space as in your office space, your workspace, but your creative environment as a whole. What puts you in the right mindset to work? Me, I think I mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. I like to work with ambient sound, not necessarily music, TV. I'm a TV junkie. Do I have a couple of shows that I like to watch? Yeah, I do, but this is not about the particular shows I like to watch. It's the fact that I like to have them on in the background. I like to have ambient sound going on, even if I'm not necessarily listening. I mean, I'll listen on occasion. I might hear something that might catch my eye, or catch my ear rather, and I'm like, all right, that was cool, whatever, and might make me get up from my desk for a hot second just to go see what it is so I can make sure I watch it later, because after work is over, aside from sitting in my car and listening to my music to decompress, I also like to be a couch potato. I am a professional chiller. I love to get my chill on. That's the reason why I work so hard. I work so hard early so I can chill hard later. You know what I mean? My ultimate goal is to chill, is to get to that point of chilling. So if I have to work all day long in order to free up time for me to get my chill on, that's exactly what I do. So I guess in the daytime, having the TV on for ambient sound preps me and motivates me to get ready for watching TV later on that day. So what is your creative environment? You know, a friend of mine, she likes to work with music on. You know, me, I can't necessarily, I mean, I do. I think it's a little bit of both. Now, here's the twist, though. I like ambient sound as far as the TV on, and I like, sometimes I put my headphones on if I'm sitting at my desk and I'm working on a big project. Me sitting at my desk with my headphones on just puts me in that zone. I'm just in that space. There's nothing going on around me. Even though I have the TV on in the distance, ultimately, there's still nothing going on around me except for what's in front of me and what's in my ears through my headphones. But I don't necessarily like it when people are talking when I'm working. You know, I mean, yeah, people on TV, but I'm talking about in person. People are talking because it's more of a distraction, because I'm the type of person that I like to give my attention to whoever's talking to me. So if somebody's talking to me directly, I stop what I'm doing to pay attention to what they need. Then I can get back to work. But the TV is not talking to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just ambient sound, ambient noise. So, and music, you know, if it's not in my headphones, just music going on and out throughout the house while I'm working, that tends to be a big distraction for me. I don't know how it works. Maybe because I like the music and I'm in the groove. But at the same time, if I have the headphones on and I'm listening to the music, it doesn't necessarily bother me. I don't know. Maybe because the headphones are on, it's confined, it's enclosed, and there's nothing going on around me other than what's in the headphones. But with the music playing throughout the house, everything's going on at the same time, and it puts me in a more of a festive dancing type of mood as opposed to a focused type of mood, if that makes any sense. Whereas TV is focused because they're not talking to me directly. And the type of music I listen to, I have to be careful because if I listen to some songs that are my favorites and all that, I'll end up being distracted because I'm focused on the music. So what I like to listen to is a lot of electronica type music. It's just that EDC type ongoing rhythm that lasts for like an hour or so. You know, that just keeps me in the zone. It's no direct lyrics, so I don't have to focus on that and try to sing along with the song. You know, I just go ahead and listen to the beats, and the beats put me in that zone, puts me in that trance. You know, it gets me there. But on the flip side, again, the flip side of that is back in the day when I used to do club promotions, I used to go in the club, meet with the owners, and then sometimes if we had time, they'd invite us to stay and enjoy the club. And we'd sit there, me and my partners, we'd sit there and my partners would socialize. I mean, I'm social, but I'm not super social. I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, I won't make myself present. You know what I'm saying? I like to play the background. And if you come socialize with me, I'll gladly talk with you until you finish talking. But otherwise, I just like to play the background. So my partners, they'd be out there socializing, getting in with the crowd. Me, with the super busy crowd with everything to look at and the music blaring because we're in a nightclub, I'm sitting there focused, zeroed in, focused on what the next task is. And I guess it's because the music is so loud, I don't hear the people directly, and I can people watch and enjoy people having a good time, especially in the club that I'm promoting, helping bring people to that club and make that club popular and make it crowded. You know what I mean? So that's a win for me. Maybe I'm sitting back enjoying my win, you know, but I would sit there, and even though I'm enjoying my win and enjoying the moment, I'm also focused hard. Like, it's like, how can you focus that hard? But then thinking about it now, sitting in my car, I have a loud, you know, stereo system in my car, and I'll sit there, and sometimes I'll sit there and blast it full blast, and it's super loud. And although I'm enjoying the loudness and sound of the music, I'm also focused on what I have to do next because it blocks out every other distraction around me. I guess listening to the music in the nightclub, in my car, it puts me in a bubble to where nothing else is affecting me, and I'm protected by that music bubble, if that makes any sense to you guys. As far as being at home with the TV on, if no one's talking to me directly and I just have the ambient TV noise on, it keeps the house from being perfectly quiet and empty, but not so much to the point where it's distracting me from my desk. I mean, every rare occasion, every now and then I'll hop up and see what's on the TV if it's an advertisement or commercial that caught my attention. But otherwise, it's just ambient noise in the background. So what is your process? What do you do? What do you like? You know, if you want to talk about it, you can actually email me at Ahmed@arobersonphoto.com and talk about it. Or if you have any show topics you want to discuss, email me at Ahmed@arobersonphoto.com just the same, and we'll get it on the show. And lastly, before I end this, pay it forward, you know, smile at somebody, make somebody's day great. If my podcast is helping make your day great, do something to help somebody else's day great. Even if you have to share this podcast, I'd appreciate it. But if not, smile at somebody, wave at somebody. It'll make their day. I told you a couple of incidents that happened just not too long ago. Some people focus in their world, doing what they do. They look my direction. I smile, say good morning, wave my hand, and they smile back, and boom, their day may have been made a little bit better just because I smiled at them. You know, everybody's talking about mental health and stuff like that right nowadays. I mean, again, who knows what people are going through? Your wave hello, your smile, you acknowledging them could actually take them out of whatever funk they may be in at the time and bring a little sunshine to their life. So if you could do that, it'll be great. It'll be great for you. It'll be great for them. Everybody involved. It's a win all the way across the board. And why else are we here other than to win, right? Right. So if that be the case, with that being the case, I'm going to get back to work, turn the TV on. I got to mute it now so you guys can hear my voice loud and clear, because I know you love to hear me talk. That's why you're here at the show listening, right? I appreciate you guys. I'm going to get out of here, let you guys get back to your day. Hopefully I put a smile on your face, and if you can, put one on somebody else's. And until then, talk to you guys next week.